This morning we have another great question to consider, a very relevant one, and if the timing had worked out better, one maybe that I should have given last week. Here's the question. Whenever I attend a prayer meeting, I really want to pray out loud, but I just can't get up the nerve to do it. How can I get better at praying out loud? That's a great question. And it is a question that I can definitely identify with. You know, my experience growing up was probably like many of yours. The minister prays and the people in the pews bow their heads and listen. My mom prayed with me at night before bed. But other than that, I don't really recall a lot of instances where Christians prayed out loud together. But then I went on to university. I went to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship there. I came to faith, really, truly believed in Jesus and decided to follow him. And I discovered all of these people my age, who were, you know, getting together and praying together and praying out loud together. And they were talking to God with more earnesty and realism than I had ever heard in church before. And so I thought, boy, I really want to be able to pray like that too. And I remember many times, you know, sitting in a part of a circle to pray together with other believers, thinking, okay, the next time next time there's a pause, I'm gonna pray. And then, okay, you know, I guess I better start praying before somebody else starts praying. And then, well, okay, I'll just pray at the next prayer meeting. I chickened out quite a few times. But over time, I did get comfortable praying out loud, clearly. So the question, I guess, is how did I get from there to here? And even more importantly, how can you become more comfortable, more confident praying out loud? I'm going to share with you three thoughts, really, from my own experience in what kind of helped me in the quest to pray out loud with other believers. They're nothing profound. I'm sure you can probably guess them off the top of your head right now. But they have, I think, helped me to feel comfortable praying out loud. And so I want to share them with you in the hopes that you too will feel comfortable praying out loud. So first, here's my three thoughts. You're talking to God. Second, you don't have to be fancy. And third, you just have to try. Okay, those are my three points we're going to look at. You're talking to God. You don't got to be fancy. You just got to try. Let's unpack those one at a time. First, when you pray out loud with other people, you are talking to God. You are talking to the God who created all things. You are talking to the God who knit you together in your mother's womb. You are talking to the Father who has lavished his love upon you, who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for your well-being. He knows what you need before you can even ask. He is utterly committed to you. When you pray, he delights to hear you and respond. Do you feel comfortable talking to your parents out loud? To your children, to your friends? I assume the answer is yes. In which case, there's no real reason to feel intimidated about talking out loud when you're praying, because you are talking to the God who loves you deeply. You are talking to the God who loves you, who embraces and accepts you with an unconditional love. That really should motivate you to feel, to speak freely with him. You know, as I prepared for this morning, I came across a writer who made a point that I hadn't really thought of before, one that I kind of thought was a given, but it's worth saying. To feel comfortable praying out loud, you have to be comfortable praying by yourself first. You need to have an active prayer life to begin. Kara Beth from Grace Because Joy writes, begin simply by praying silently by yourself. You know, this is probably what you're used to, but I think in order to be comfortable praying out loud, we must first be comfortable with praying in general. Maybe you pray silently in your head. Maybe you use a prayer journal. All that matters, though, is that you pray. Grow in your relationship with God. She continues, once you're comfortable with praying, practice praying out loud. Don't know what to say? Just have a conversation with the Lord. Tell him about your day. Tell him what you're thinking about or wondering. Mention how you are working on praying out loud and ask him to give you boldness. When we pray, we are simply opening up our hearts to have an honest and real conversation with the God who loves us like the best father would. I can acknowledge, though, that when you add other people into that mix, it can be a little nerve-wracking. And it's here that you need to remember you're talking to God, not to them. Right? You don't need to impress the people that you are talking with. They're not going to judge you in what you are saying. Certainly they shouldn't. And frankly, unless you are asking for wine, women, and wealth, there is not such thing as a bad prayer. Right? First and foremost, you are talking to God, and so there is no need to worry about or impress people. There's no need to worry about saying the wrong thing. Certainly, you want to stay focused. You want to speak loud enough that other people can hear you. But beyond that, the goal is not impressing people, but communicating with God. So point number one, remember that you're talking to God. Two, you don't have to be fancy. Right? You don't have to impress us with your fancy dialogue. You don't have to dazzle us. You don't have to put on an impressive prayer voice or adopt some sort of effective affection in your speech that affect in your speech that is different from what you would say in your usual voice. Right? The point is open and honest conversation with God. So there's no point in gumming up the works with all of that other stuff. I really think that that's what Jesus is talking about in when he's teaching his disciples to pray in Matthew 6. You know, Matthew 6, verse 7, Jesus says, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Empty religion loves to fill up what's lacking with pomp and verbosity. Their big words make up for the smallness of their faith. True faith is simply talking to your Father from the depth of your heart. Megan Hill, an editor for the Gospel Coalition, writes, in a group, the prayer of one person becomes the prayer of every person. When I lead in prayer, it is not my job to impress the other people. I don't have to wow them with my eloquence or amaze them with my theology. I don't have to prove my spiritual stamina with long prayers or my spiritual brokenness with short ones. It's not about me. Instead, I have the privilege of praying aloud while my brothers and sisters stand with me, praying the same thing in their hearts. Really, I think the KISS principle stands here, right? Keep it simple, sweetie. You don't have to be fancy. You just have to talk with God. Now, I suspect that you probably know that, right? You have probably thought through those things before. And so I think it really comes down to the last one. You just got to try. When I started praying out loud in groups of people, I remember thinking, okay, I'm talking to God here. I'm not trying to impress people. We are all at different points in our faith journey, and I may say something silly that older Christians might think, oh, that's silly, but they will say, he's young in his faith and he's talking to God. What do you expect? I knew in my head that it was valuable to pray out loud, and so I said, okay, I'm going to set for myself the goal of praying one sentence in prayer. That just kind of gets you over that hump. Just pray one thing. And then one thing becomes two things, and then two things becomes three things. And then in the providence of God, this is where I ended up. So just try. And to be honest, there is an even simpler way of starting, and that's to say amen out loud at the end of prayers. you know, there is a unique thing that happens when believers join together. I mean, think about our pastoral prayer time that we had just a minute ago. All of us are praying, even though I'm the only one speaking. Right? In your mind and in your heart, you are hearing those words, and well, you are hearing those words, and in your mind and in your heart, you are taking them and claiming them and saying, yes, I agree with that. I want to pray those things too. And even though I haven't spoken them with my mouth, I affirm them. And we have this little word at the end, amen, that we can say together to say, I agree with that, God. Let it be so. Really easy just to say, amen. Good place to start. You're talking to God. You don't got to be fancy. You just got to try. Now, when I preach, I do like to have a passage of scripture to root root a sermon in, because really that's where the authority is. It's in God's word, not in mine. But to be honest, I couldn't really find a passage of scripture that says thou shalt pray out loud. That verse is not there, but the flip side of it is that almost any time people pray in scripture, they're praying out loud. When a group of people are praying, they're praying out loud. Before Jesus raises Lazarus back to life, he prays, Father, I'm praying so that the people around me will hear, right? And there is an instance in Acts 4 where we see people praying. Acts 4:24, Peter and John are arrested for preaching the gospel. They go into jail. They get kicked out again, and they go back to the church. And Acts 24 says that they, Peter and John and all the disciples, raised their voice together in prayer to God. They raised their voice together in prayer. I don't know if that means that one of them prayed and then they all said amen at the end. I don't know if that means they took turns praying. But the impression that I have here is that they prayed out loud together. And so I don't think that the, you know, minister prays and the people in the seats listen is really the best model. There is a place for that, but it's also valuable for us as believers to pray together, to hear each other's hearts, to hear where one another are at in their walk with God, and to be able to encourage in prayer and pray for one another even in prayer. You know, simply saying amen is a good place to start. If you're already there, make it your goal to come to prayer meeting sometime and pray one thing. And before you know it, praying out loud will become as natural to you, I'm sure, as singing in church, right? You might not be a great singer, but you still do it, right? How do you get better at praying out loud? No, remember, you're talking to God. You don't have to be fancy. You just have to try. Lord, thank you for the privilege of coming to you in prayer. Jesus, because of what you did coming to earth, living a sinless life, dying on the cross, living again, going back to heaven to intercede for us, because of that whole set of gracious things you did on our behalf, we can come to your throne of grace in time of need. Thank you that we, simple mortal people, can talk with you, the supreme ruler and creator of all things. I pray, Lord, that you would help each of us in our prayer lives. I pray that you will help us to make a priority of talking with you. I pray that you will move in us to have confidence and courage to pray together when opportunities present themselves. Lord, I thank you for the people of this church. I know that they are eager to walk with you, to be shaped and changed, to be more like you. So I pray that you will help us as we build one another up. May our prayer meetings be full of joy and thanksgiving and sharing together. Lord, we pray that you would open the eyes of our hearts so that we would see and understand you better and be moved deeper and deeper in our faith. Thank you for your unfailing love and commitment to us. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.